The end seemed near for Hudson. A Canadian Eskimo dog tethered near the shore of Hudson Bay, east of Churchill and Toby. A 1,000-pound polar bear was lumbering towards the dog and about 40 others. The still shark operate in harsh, unseen twilight world. They maneuver throughout 70% of the Earth's surface in a deadly game of stealth, intrigue, and menace. Some carry more firepower than all the bombs dropped in the Second World War. Marine monsters that can be as quiet and as unthreatening as a blowfish, but aroused, can fire the world's most deadliest cargo from more than 100 feet underwater. Of the 6 surviving subspecies of tiger, the future of the South China tiger and the Siberian tiger seem particularly bleak. Recent extensive surveys resulted in no sightings at all. India has the greatest number of tigers, but even the Bengal tiger population is estimated at no more than 2,500 individuals. The global figure for all remaining subspecies is currently estimated at between 3,200 and 4,000 tigers. It was mid-November. Ice had not yet formed on the bay, and the open water prevented the bears from hunting their favorite prey, seals. So this bear had virtually fasted for 4 months. Surely a dog was destined to become a meal. The bear closed in. Did Hudson howl in terror and try to flee? On the contrary, he wagged his tail, grinned, and actually bowed to the bear, as if in invitation. The bear responded with an enthusiastic body language and non-aggressive facial signals. These two normally antagonistic species were speaking the same language. Let's play.